brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. As I mentioned before, we're going to very much be looking at the Pope's apostolic letter that was released at the end of September. I really am going to deal with that next week because it's so important, brothers and sisters, for us. Scripture says he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. That was one of the final things the Lord did before his ascension. But how are we in reading the scripture? What do we do with it? I hope this program is helping you, but I want to focus particularly on what Pope Francis asks of us, and I will be doing that in this next week. So if you can get a copy of it, you can get a copy online. You can just duplicate it and bring it with you. We'll begin. I certainly won't get it done in one program at all, but I will take what I think are the most important points for you each day until we cover it, all right? Today, we look at the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verses 8 to 13. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses therefore said to Joshua, "Pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. That was no easy walk, believe me. And as long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. And meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. They did what God asked them to do. Turn to him in prayer. Pray. Ask God for help. Ask God. Wait on an answer, you know. Pray ahead a little bit of the time if it's the kind of situation you have the luxury of doing that. But if you can, do pray a little bit ahead of time and then keep praying, asking the Lord, "Lord, what do you want? What are you doing?" Because our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth, says the psalm response today. The Lord will guard you from all evil. This is part of it. He will guard your life. The Lord will guard your coming and your going both now and forever. Trust him. Trust him. Turn to him. He's right there. He hears your every word. He hears every prayer. And I just really, really encourage you, brothers and sisters, if you don't have a regular prayer time, because I think we're entering some high, I don't know how to say this, don't take this as official in any way, but I have a sense of some difficulty ahead for us as a country. We want to be close to the Lord. We want to turn to him so that in the time of difficulty, we'll automatically turn to him and trust him and wait upon him till he shows us what he wants from us. Second reading is from the second letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 3, verses 14 to chapter 4, verse 2. Beloved, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Perhaps you didn't learn to know the scripture till much later on in life, but have you taken hold of it? Is it in your pocket? Sometimes it's a good place, copy of the Bible in your purse or in your pocket, a portion of it, the New Testament perhaps, or the Psalms, or you can pick up books like that, or the whole Bible. Might be a heavy thing to carry in a pocket, but I just want to urge you, have the Word of God with you in some form as often as you can, and learn from it. Learn what he says, what's important. And what he says to Timothy in chapter 3 is, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures. Some of us, as I said a moment ago, have not known it from childhood. If we have known it, we're very, very blessed. But have we persevered in reading it? Do you read scripture every day? You should. Might be 2 verses, 3 verses. All scripture is inspired by God, says the reading, and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent and equipped for every good work. The Bible isn't just for the sisters. It isn't just for the pastor of the parish. It's for each and every one of us. Ponder it. Having a missalette on Sundays at Mass is a wonderful idea. But if you go to daily Mass, bring your Bible. Check out the readings beforehand. Mark them. Bring them with you. Because getting it from two sources, both your ears and your eyes, has a way of planting it more deeply in us. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, for training in righteousness. I'm repeating that, brothers and sisters. I want you to hear it. That is what the Word of God does, because the Word of God is living. It's not a dead word on a page. It's living. It's coming from the Lord himself. I charge you in the presence of God and in Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, proclaim the word, be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. Doesn't mean you have to quote the scriptures all the time, but having a quote in mind can always be a help, perhaps, to the other person and your own understanding of it. We want to help people, all of us. Don't say, oh, I've got to do. We're sinners ourselves. So we do this in the spirit of sharing God with others as we're trying to grow, as we're trying to learn. I want to share it with you. That's the kind of attitude, not I know everything and I'm telling you what you need to do, but it really an attitude of service, to share, to inspire, to help. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, once again, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. That doesn't mean somebody's on the stage somewhere and you interrupt the concert or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. But it might always not be so convenient to say, oh, I'll wait till I get a time alone with her. And that might be the right thing, but it might not. It might be what's needed right now. Ask God. Just say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Show me. If you don't get anything negative, go ahead. And today we look at the Gospel of Luke 8, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. That's not an easy thing to do. Even when we're weary, it's important to pray always. He said there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. So he's concerned for himself, but he does the right thing. And the Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will we persevere? So that if God, we never know, if God came in our lifetime of our relatives, are we ready? What can we do? Don't make a long list. First of all, look at the important thing. What is there something? Look through the commandments and say, is there some way I'm not being faithful to God? But I've done this and I've done this and I've done this. That's good. But there's still an area where you know you acknowledge yourself you're not being as faithful as you could be. Take it to the Lord. Ask forgiveness. Go to confession if that's needed. And then change. God will give you the grace. If you rely on Him, if you rely on His help, if you rely on His hope, He will give it to you. He loves to give you if you turn to Him. He loves to hear your questions and your needs. He loves to. Why does God, who is love, keep us waiting sometimes? Because He is love and He seeks love. Love that does not know how to wait is not love. Listen to that. Love that does not know how to wait is not love. So if you don't get an immediate answer, don't either go down the road saying, oh, God doesn't love me, God doesn't care about me. Just keep coming before Him and ask Him if there's anything else you should be doing. Love that does not know how to wait is not love. To love is to give ourselves. Give yourself to Him. Give yourself to the needs of others where you can. Look for the needs of others. To love is to give ourselves not only for a fraction of a lifetime, nor with a part of its strength. Love is and seeks the total gift of self. Love is based on esteem. We love only what we value and admire. We love only the good, quote, what is too easily and too quickly come by does not attract deep souls. It becomes a superficial good which cannot satisfy the rich capacity of their nature. It is a law that real treasures are deeply buried and carefully hidden. That serious acquisitions call for proportionate efforts. And God is the treasure beyond all price. Were He to give Himself too easily, even the best would turn their backs upon Him. St. John gives a similar reason, but with an interesting difference. Prayer, he said, is an activity that develops and enriches enormously. Enormously. It is a source of merit and satisfaction and of spiritual progress of every kind. God imposes repetition and a certain persistence in prayer in order to increase our merit. Delays in union are not time lost. Hear that. Delays in union are not time lost. Far from it. God sees very far ahead. He makes wonderful use of what we call evil, of our wanderings, our hesitation, our detours, perhaps into sin, although He does not love them or want them. But it is at these moments above all that we need confidence and perseverance. The prayer, whether for ourselves or for others, that is not discouraged, which persists and besieges heaven, touches God's heart. And that's why He tells us to persevere. I want to underline that, brothers and sisters. This is from Dom Augustin Guillerand, who was a French Carthusian monk, and he was a very, very respected spiritual author. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, persevere. If you don't get an answer right away, persevere. Keep praying. God will hear you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.